Now entering Nerdist.com.
Zam!
Zam Zam!
Zam! Zam sandwich!
Zam and cheese.
I'll have some more cured zam, please, ma'am. Zam, ma'am, zam.
You're putting a slightly jazzy spin on it, which I like.
Yeah, man.
I like that.
What are you cats doing?
Zam, zamming? Zam, man. Zam, zam.
Zamming.
Just zamming.
I'm particularly excited about this because one
zamming fishing in Yemen.
Another wonderful Ethan McGruger vehicle. Zamming fishing in McGremmon.
Why are you excited?
I'm particularly excited because within the first 20 seconds, we got ourselves an Ethan McGruger reference. That guy can do no wrong in my eyes.
I love that guy.
Remember the guy went around the world?
Yeah, on a motorbike.
Grew a huge beard?
Yeah.
And went on a world motorbike with a buddy?
Yeah.
That guy can do no wrong.
Guy can do nothing wrong.
And as near as I can tell, he wasn't doing it for charity.
Why would he?
Make me like him even more.
Why does he need to do it for charity? Why does everything have to be for charity?
He's you and McGruger.
I'm sure the guy, McGruger, Ethan. I'm sure McGruger does plenty of stuff for charity. He doesn't need to make a TV show about how generous he is. He just got on a motorbike, went around the world. Good for him. God bless you.
Ethan McGruger.
Ethan McGruger.
We love him. What I'm particularly happy about, besides the Ethan McGruger, is, one of my favorite parts of the podcast, Michael.
The talking.
I love the talking.
Yeah.
You know, I like the... Don't get me wrong. I like the awkward silences.
Those are good. The picking. You like the picking.
And I like the picking.
You know, I like the eating. You like the eating. I know you like the eating.
But I love the talking.
Yeah, you like the talking.
I love the
talking. You love the talking.
You know what I like?
The rating.
Is when we do the
rating.
The ratings. But you know what else I like?
What's that?
When we get to the part where we're introducing the thing, and the thing happens, and everything happens, and the gunshots fire, and the lasers, and the blasting, and all that stuff.
Sure. Stormtroopers hitting the ground. One of the best parts of the podcast.
One of my favorite parts
Everybody
of the podcast.
Everybody likes that part of the podcast.
I like that part.
Mm-hmm.
I like respect for women.
Well, that's what we're all about.
That's we're all about that. And so, normally people, it's a queue. Yo, there's a queue here. There's a queue here. Back of the line, man. Back of the fucking line.
I see where you're going with this.
Right? Well, tell the viewers. Look.
They're not viewers.
They're not viewers.
You're saying, there's a queue here.
Yeah.
Look, there's a queue back of the fucking line.
This is why I love you, because I will say something and I'll feel like I'm at sixes and sevens. I'm not making myself clear. And you pick up on it.
The thing that I'm best at is distilling difficult ideas into easy to understand language.
When I said... Hey, there's a queue here, back in the fucking line, man.
Yeah.
You got what that meant. You got what I was trying to say.
And I wanted to translate it for the viewers, and whether or not they're viewers is debatable.
Yeah.
So I wanted to put it in words that they would understand. So I was like, oi, man, there's a fucking queue here, back in the fucking line, man.
That's what I wanted to say.
Take your bird and get to the back of the fucking queue, man.
That's what I wanted to say. And I just couldn't quite articulate my thoughts, and you did it.
But you know what it is? That's why you're a teacher.
Frustrating for me. Yeah, you're right. You know what? You're right. I got to stop
beating
myself.
You have the big idea.
Right.
I say it in the simple way.
Right. Because I was, my thing was all like, hey, you fucking looking at, it's a fucking queue here, man. Back in the fucking line.
Right. And I interpreted that.
You were like,
oi, what the fuck you looking at, man? Hey, man, what the fuck you looking? There's a fucking queue. You want me to fucking put my face against your nose and fucking break it? Because I will. Take your bird, get to the back of the fucking queue, man.
That's, like, it's impossible that you do. I don't know how you do it. That's what I wanted to say. What you said, that's what I wanted to say. You take your fucking bird.
Mm-hmm.
I get you back in fucking line.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, look.
You're a genius. You're brilliant.
You're brilliant because you had the thought in the first place.
You're too generous.
Welcome to Mates, everybody. Before we go any further, Mike and Tom eat snacks.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
With me, Mike.
And me, Tom.
See what I did? I changed it up.
Yeah,
that way I wouldn't have to introduce you. You wouldn't get mad.
Right.
A lot of times what happens is I introduce you in the most gracious way that I can, and for whatever reason, it sets you off.
Well, it's a bit of a hoary chestnut, and perhaps our viewers are done with that. They're not viewers. But maybe they don't want to hear that this week. You know, the fact remains, we're great friends.
Great friends.
You have no better friends than me.
I have a lot of great friends, and I have you, and I'm lucky to have all of you. I'm lucky to have all of you.
Right, but you have no better friends than me. Well, we both know
who
that.
Who ranks friends? That's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, we don't rank them. I'm just saying, at the top of your list is me.
Tom is on my list. We agree.
I said on the top of your list.
And I agree. You're on a list.
Okay. No, you agree with me that I'm on the top of your list.
What's top? It's relative. You know what I mean? It's a relative thing. You know, are you 10th from the top? Are you 20th from the top? I don't know.
It's not really relative. If it were relative, you wouldn't say Sir Edmund Hillary wouldn't be a big name. You know, mm-hmm. Top actually is the top. So I'm saying I'm at the top of your list. Agreed?
I feel like there are more Sir Edmund Hillary references on this podcast than you will get on just about any other.
Are you probably listening to other podcasts going, they sure don't really knock down the whole Edmund Hillary thing?
Probably,
we do.
You're probably listening to some mountaineering podcasts that don't reference Sir Edmund Hillary nearly as much as we do.
I bet that you're listening to mountaineering podcasts going, you know what I should really be doing is listening to Mates. Those guys will knock down that reference once a podcast.
At least.
Yeah.
We've already mentioned his name twice.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it a third time.
Go.
Sir Edmund Hillary.
Unbelievable. Come listen to us if you're over there on the mountaineering podcast and you don't get what you want, Ronald Messner.
Oi, you! Get to the back of the fucking line!
Are you fucking looking at her? Are you looking at me? Don't look at me! To your fucking bird! Get to the back of the fucking line!
Here on Mates, worth reiterating, because I know we're getting a lot of the mountaineering viewers for the first time. And they're not viewers, but you understand what I'm saying.
But we're not about mountaineers.
No, that's not what we're about. We're about respect for women. But here on Mates, we operate under the purr system. We pick a snack, we eat a snack, we rate a snack. And Tom, I think you're excited because of the snack that we picked this week.
There's a queue. The queue is formed up of the loyal viewers, and again, Michael raised the point earlier, they're not viewers, and these people submit snacks to be packed, et, and ratted on our podcast. There's a queue.
Cool.
But occasionally, someone will send a package that jumps to the front of the line.
Are you?
Excuse me?
Back of the line? Get up here! Yeah. Get up here, back of the line!
Bring your fucking bird and get on up here to the front of the line! And this very thing happened this week. Now,
I've got the letter.
And I've got the package. Michael's answering his phone.
No, I'm not answering.
Okay,
not
don't answer it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Ted?
It seems to be some sort of Hollywood emergency. My phone is blowing up. Maybe. This is my last podcast. This is my last podcast. I'm done.
This is it?
If my phone is blowing up, it can mean only one reason.
Yeah.
I got a better job than this fucking shit piece of job.
Yeah. That wouldn't be hard to do. Say someone was like, hey, man, can you dig a trench around Manhattan?
Done.
I'm out.
See you later.
I'm out, kid. I'd be like, wait, but Michael, we got a podcast. I'm digging trenches. So the packaging.
Phenomenal.
The packaging thrust this guy. Mike is his name.
Mike to the top of the line.
Yeah, he's from the Bay Area. And I saw this package, like, this is one we're doing. There was no discussion. On the front of it, it's our address. Mike and Tom Eat Snacks, 163. I thought it was 165. No, it's, our box is 160. Our box is 135. So, Mike and Tom Eat Snacks, 163 Amsterdam Avenue, box 135, New York, zip 10023. So, you know, occasionally we get Larry and our interns to go pick up our snacks and bring them into the vault. And he's like, you guys got to see this. And you were like lying there. You were having your massage. He's like, I don't want to go see. He's like, you guys got to go see it.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you for the massage.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's what I do. It's part of my, I got to keep you on the show. I mean, I know you're going to get a job digging trenches. You're going to be gone in a second. You could be in the mailroom down there on Wall Street. Affixed to the top of this on his return address, near his return address, was a picture of you and I holding Star Wars guns. You're wearing a suit. You look great. I look a little Han Solo-ish, you remarked.
You look a lot Han Solo-ish. You're wearing a black vest, white shirt, holding the laser pistol like you mean it.
I am holding it like I mean it. I mean business in this picture. And then, the biggest photo montage, the biggest part of the photo montage is a picture of stormtroopers lying on the ground.
Yeah, having hit the ground.
The stormtroopers have hit the ground, and there they are lying on the ground.
Just dead stormtroopers, just sitting there.
By the way, I was answering our viewer mail the other day, made some real headway into that. I answered 4 questions.
Attaboy.
Yesterday. And one of them was by this loyal viewer. I was like, maybe she's not even a viewer. Hmm. And she wrote, look, you guys seem to have some trouble figuring out whether it's ground or floor. Let me help you out. Floor is inside, ground is outside. Does that help? So I wrote back, no.
Right.
That doesn't help. Anyway, so on this front of his package, he's got a semi-laminated, you know, because he did it at home with some scotch tape, picture of stormtroopers hitting the ground.
Yeah. And you were like, done.
I was like, I don't care what's in here. I still don't know what's in here. And he wrote this letter.
Dear Captain Mike and Captain Tom.
Oh, nice. We're captains.
I don't mind that. I don't mind the promotion.
You know why? Because I guess they're mateys and we're the captains.
Hadn't even thought about that.
I think that's what it was.
As you guide us, mateys, through the wonderful sea of snacks. Yes, exactly right.
That's what he meant.
You've taken us through some smooth sailing, continuing the metaphor, Haagen-Dazs, and some rough waters. Kroger's very cherry, jelly belly pudding snacks.
Oh, yeah.
But whether good snacks or bad, mates, has always been thoroughly entertaining, so thanks for that. You've picked, eaten, and rated many different snacks now, but I feel the type of snack I am giving to you hasn't had enough attention thus far, and he's right when you hear what the snack is. Within the realm of this type of snack, this particular example is a great one. I'd heard of it years ago, but it wasn't...
It's getting a little wordy now.
Well, we're almost
there. Bear with him?
I'm staying with him. Okay. It wasn't until recently that I came across it again, instantly thought of you guys, was dying to know what you thought of it, so without further ado, there it is. Please enjoy the enclosed snack. Sincerely, Mike. P.S. I recently had an email interaction, this is interesting, with Pop Chips PR person.
Joey Hodges.
In parentheses, sadly, not little Joey Hodges.
Well, he's done his homework.
And instead of ending the email with sincerely or something of the like, she said, snack on.
Lame.
Which is just the kind of forced hipness that I've come to expect from Pop Chips. So what Mike enclosed, and incidentally, perfectly worded, forced hipness. That's exactly
forced
what
hipness
it is.
Forced hipness, he really captures it there. Somehow, Pop Chips, with all their good intentions, is kind of becoming like the evil snack lord.
There's the little train
that
could.
Too hard. Yeah.
And then there's a little snack that tried too hard. And that's who they are. So what I'm holding in my hand is a blue cardboard box with a red Nabisco triangle in the corner.
Sounds promising.
A rooster at the top.
Even better.
And in dark blue, colorful, cartoonish letters, the words, chicken in a basket, baked snack crackers.
Holy hand in a hand basket.
Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
There it is. That makes me very happy.
He's right. We have not done a lot of crackers. And if you're going to do a cracker, better do chicken in a basket, friend.
Chicken in a biscuit, you mean?
That's what I meant.
I know. What is this exactly?
It's a chicken in a biscuit. I think it's a cracker that's supposed to taste like...
Chicken on a biscuit?
I guess. You know, when you're in the mood for a chicken-flavored cracker, you go, oh, I got that covered. Chicken in a biscuit.
I need to ask you a question.
Yeah?
I need to ask you a question. How many times, let's say, I was going to say a month, but how many times a week do you find yourself craving with it? Have a craving for a chicken.
How many times a week do you want the actual honest answer?
Yeah.
6.
Okay, so I come in at 4.
Mm-hmm.
And rarely do I find that need satiated.
Right. Your options are very limited when you're in the mood for a chicken-flavored cracker.
What's interesting is serving size, a serving size.
Right.
Guess what a serving size, how many crackers a serving size? These people estimate a serving size is.
14.
12.
I was close.
You hear the sirens out there?
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. Everything's fine.
I wasn't worried about it till you said don't worry about it.
It's fine. You got a gas mask? Don't worry about it. I'm just asking if you brought your gas mask.
Yeah, I brought my gas mask.
Okay, so we're good. We're fine.
It doesn't work. It's inoperable.
That's okay.
It's for show.
We can trade off.
Why do we need to trade off?
We don't even have to.
You just said don't worry about it.
I'm saying don't worry about it.
If there's a gas emergency, I'm worried.
If there's an emergency, I have a gas mask. We can trade off. It's good. Let me see you hold your breath.
Oh, God.
That was...
I don't have great
lung... Hold it for longer than...
That was the best... I don't have great lung capacity.
With trading off, is going to be really hard to trade off that all quickly. Right, try again. Hold it again.
Okay. Oh,
no,
God.
No, that's too short. You got to hold it longer, otherwise you're dead.
Well, I thought we were going to trade off.
We're going to trade off, but if you're 2 seconds, every 2 seconds, I'm not even going to get a breath in there. Let me try. Okay, ready? Hold your breath. I didn't get a breath in. My breath didn't get in, and now you're dead from the gas.
What gas? You said there's no gas.
I don't think there's anything to worry about.
Well, the sirens are gone.
You're good, so we're fine. Chicken and a biscuit. 12 is a serving size.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I guess.
I mean,
12 crackers.
Look, serving 12 size.
12 crackers seems to be coming close to a meal, and I'm all about snacks.
But here's the thing. I think we all know.
Go on.
Serving size in general is however big the container that it comes in is.
Yeah.
So serving size, chicken and a biscuit, is a box of chicken and a biscuit.
That's the serving size.
That's the serving size.
One box.
Right.
But they don't write that dirt.
They don't want to see
how many trans fats they can stick into a...
Right.
Yeah.
So they arbitrarily say 12. I wish they would just have, like... A depressed teenage girl eat from the box, mm-hmm. and that tells you what the serving size is.
All right.
For all foods. Okay, just give it to a depressed teenage girl.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. In front of the television,
yeah.
America's Got Talent is on, and she's just eating till she's done eating.
Okay.
That's a serving size.
Okay, knock yourself out.
Right. How many did you eat, Tammy?
I ate the whole box.
All right, so that's a serving size.
Okay, I see it. That's good. That's a better way for America to go, I think. You know what? It gives our depressed teenagers something to do.
Oh, yeah. Kids need to earn money.
Exactly right. Oh, we're going to pay them for this.
Well,
I thought
we pay them in food.
Free boxes. Yeah, okay. Box of chicken and biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm opening her up.
Now, the thing...
Not the depressed teenager, the chicken and biscuit box.
Nice.
Thank you.
The thing that I am unfamiliar with in terms of chicken and a biscuit is the fact that it says baked snack crackers, which I feel like it was. I don't feel like that was always the case. Now, look, a snackologist would have done his research.
Listen, if a part of the beauty of this podcast magic is the spontaneous improvisational nature.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't do any research.
Obviously not.
But when someone when I hear the two words chicken and biscuit, the third word that comes to mind is fried for me.
Of course.
Chicken, biscuit, fried.
If
and then the fourth word is gravy.
Yeah. None of the words are in or up.
No. That's just a waste of words.
Fried chicken biscuit gravy.
Yeah. You don't want... you need to make yourself clear and make your intentions known. Maybe these people you're talking to, they're over there, they're...
In the back of the line, fried chicken biscuit gravy.
Got it. See?
They know exactly what that is.
Yeah, they don't need to hear of and in. Mm-mm. On. They don't need that.
We're not playing charades here. There's no like small word, if four word. No,
you're over there, and you've got you're talking to some Tahirs, and you've got your interpreter, but the interpreter doesn't even speak English well. There's no point in wasting throwing like four or five extra words.
You're talking to Tahirs?
Tahirs, you know, in the desert, you know.
I don't know.
A small band of nomadic. Camel riding, oasis questing.
I don't know that they're called. Those are called Tahirs?
Indigens. Tahirs, yeah. Look it up.
I'm not going to look it up. We don't do research.
That's right, because improvisational and spontaneous nature. Anyway, you're talking
about. I call those people Bedouins.
That's another word for them. Tahirs, Bedouins.
All right.
Yeah. So, Bedouins, I don't like.
You like Tahirs.
I like Tahirs.
Okay.
So I'm in there and I'm trying to say, where's the nearest Tahir encampment? Because I don't want to have to go through the Bedouins.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also really fucking hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Because getting biscuits and gravy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be... And I just want to go, biscuits!
Mm-hmm.
Gravy! And then hopefully there's some...
Chicken!
Yeah.
Ah, fried chicken biscuit gravy!
And then the guy behind him was like, yeah, we got some of that.
Right. My guy was from India.
Your guy was from India, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I like your guy. Well.
Tom just sniffed it.
I just took a whiff. You know, it had a... There's a scent of moisture to it, surprisingly. Take a smell.
Oh, you want your chicken moist. Yeah, it's kind of humid.
Yeah, but when you're talking about baked snacks, you don't expect your first whiff to be...
Moist?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
You kind of expect dry.
Sure, it's baked.
Yeah.
Well.
Go ahead.
I've just taken a handful. Now, what I have here...
You didn't get a serving size, but you did get a half serving
half
size.
Half serving. And I'll tell you, I got 6 crackers. I feel like I could double down on this, and that's not going to be a serving size for me.
Yeah, none that.
These are smallish.
These are small-esque.
They're scalloped edges, mm-hmm. perforated, which I don't like.
You don't like perforated?
No, because I know what they're thinking. When they perforate the cracker, what they're thinking is, we're going to save a lot of money by perforating these crackers.
And these holes are so tiny, I think that thinking is misjudged at this point. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 holes. And really, what are they saving?
It's 11
Maybe holes. After about 60 boxes,
there's
one
cracker. There's 11 holes. How did you get to 9? There's 11 holes.
Mine has 9.
Bullshit.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
10, 11. There's 11 holes.
In what world are those two things
come
holes?
Come on. I don't want to relitigate the fucking 2000 Gore v. Bush election.
Gore won that. Oh, Gore won.
I don't want to relitigate
Gore
it.
Won.
I do not want
Gore
to relitigate.
Gore won Florida.
Listen to me. Look at my cracker.
Cracker? Yeah, you 11. Have 11 and mine have 9.
It does not. Just because it didn't punch through, you know what the intention was. These are hanging chicken and a biscuit holes.
How can I know what their intention is, Your Honor?
These are hanging chicken and a biscuit holes.
Let me tell you what this is. This is 9 holes in my cracker.
No. 2 clearly perforated. The punch just didn't go through.
I'm sorry.
You're going to penalize them. Didn't go through. Every other cracker has 11 holes. You're going to hold up the one that has the 2
This one has
puncture.
4. This one has 4 holes.
That one does have 4. Nabisco got to work on their quality control.
They're like...
This barely has any holes.
Yeah, that one has 4 holes. There's supposed to be 11 holes, but the punch over there at the Nabisco factory for the chicken and biscuit, kind of like, hey, guys, we need to replace the punches. Hey, Rex, we got to replace the punches.
What's it for?
For the chicken biscuit.
Don't worry about the chicken and the biscuit.
That's it. That's exactly it.
Yeah. If it was Ritz, they'd be like, right on it.
They hit the button. They'd stop the conveyor belt right there.
Oh, yeah, horns going off, sirens.
We are now replacing hole punches. And the chicken biscuit guys are next door going, you hear that? Fuck, man.
Fucking Ritz, guys.
My dad worked over there for like 40 years. You think I could get over there?
Good luck.
Fucking no chance. There's a waiting list as long as you're Johnson to get over there punching holes at Ritz.
Yeah, you could get over to Ritz. You got 50 grand.
You got 50 large, you can go over there, Rich. Well, why am I fucking going over to Rich if I got 50 large? Am I right? Right. I'm taking a bite. Here's my prediction. I'm really going to like this.
I already know I like it because I got some of the powder on my fingers and I licked my fingers.
Oh, good stuff. Well, I'm going in.
Yeah.
You remember my prediction? I was right.
I was right about my prediction as well.
You liked it too?
Love it. I'll tell you why.
What's that flavor there? It's sour cream-esque.
It's got a... You know what it is to me? It's onion dip.
Yeah.
Onion dip.
Yeah.
It's like, they could just call it onion dip.
But they ain't got nothing written on the box. Normally people go crazy trying to tell you what flavor. They got 16 different kinds of flavors. This says Flavor Originals, Chicken and a Biscuit Original, Baked Snack Crackers. They love saying original over there.
Well, I'll tell you what they're not doing. They're not making any claims that this is going to taste like chicken.
No.
No claims at all. There's a chicken on the box...
They're saying it's got some flavor, right?
They're saying it's flavorful. End of story.
It ends right there. Not cheese, not onion, not sour cream.
Not nothing.
Not chicken, not gravy.
Not biscuit.
Just flavor.
Mm-hmm, flavor.
A flavored cracker.
More than that, original flavor. Now, you could take that to mean the first flavor, or you could take that to mean it's just a kind of thing we came up with. It's original.
In a strange way... Those guys over there are kind of living large. Sure, at Ritz, there's much more prestige.
A lot more.
You know, and you've got people fixing your punch hole machine in seconds.
Lickety split.
At the same time, these guys are like, they're living the life of Riley. No one's over there saying, hey, you guys got it. That doesn't taste like cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You got to augment the cheese flavor right there. No one's like probably checking them. They duck out 15 minutes early.
Mm-mm.
You know, they probably could take a little bit of a long lunch.
Oh, a lot of smoke breaks over chicken in a basket.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Hanging out by the water cooler. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tony, did you check the holes on the chicken and the biscuit? I'll get to it.
Hey, that's so Tony. He'll get to it.
Let me just take a quick smoke. I got to call my kid's mom, and then I'll get right to it.
Hey, when are you going to marry her? I'll get to it.
Sounds like that.
Yeah, it's
I'll
like
get
that.
To it.
I'll get to it. That's kind of like, that could be a nice little slogan right here. Chicken and a biscuit, original, baked snack crackers. I'll get to it.
Yeah. They're in no rush. Look, chicken and a biscuit, it's been here a while, it's not going anywhere. Sales are kind of flat. Yeah. Nobody's asking them nothing, you know? We do our part, chicken and a biscuit.
Are they stalking us? No. Are we going out of business? No. So we're fine. We break even there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm thinking these guys...
Could even be a loss leader for Nabisco.
Oh, yeah? I think so. But it's not so noticeable that you got to take it off because it's just not that big a product.
Well, and once in a while they
kind
get a letter.
Itself.
They get a letter that says, you know what, guys? I love chicken and a biscuit. They post it up on the wall. They scotch tape it there, kind of half-acid, you know?
They don't. No, they have intentions to go out and buy frames. That's never going to happen.
No.
Hey, it's up on the wall. Isn't it up on the wall?
It's up on the wall.
Yeah. Barry's got some thumbtacks. Maybe we'll tack it at some point in four corners. For now, we got it scotch taped.
Mm-hmm.
If it falls down...
We'll get another letter in 6 months.
Yeah, people like this stuff.
Right next to the pinup girls.
It keeps them afloat. Yeah, and the pinup girls aren't naked. Yeah. That's the other thing. It's like calendar pinup girls.
Mm-hmm.
They're scantily clothed, but they're not nude.
No, they're in bikinis.
Nah, they're in bikinis.
They're not... These are good guys working at the chicken biscuit line.
They're good guys. They get out at night. They play on the softball team. They have a few beers afterward. You know, they make jokes. They hang out. They show up a little late to work. Who's counting?
Every season at the Chicken and Biscuit Softball League is a losing season.
Yeah.
Ritz is beating them every single time.
Yeah,
and Ritz loves it. Ritz loves to play Chicken and Biscuit.
Those guys are wearing stirrups. They got new cleats.
Yep.
You know, they got the aluminum bats. The guys at Chicken and Biscuit are showing up the old wood bat, one bat.
Gray sweats.
Yeah, gray sweats, paunches, things overflowing, hanging. They got handlebar mustaches. They got weird-looking trucker hats. They got coolers of beer. They got their little chairs to sit on. They don't really want to go up to the plate. They're just hanging out, laughing in the dugout.
And I'll tell you what they're doing while they're hanging out in the dugout. They're eating fucking chicken and a biscuit.
They love that stuff.
They love it.
They love it.
Can't get enough of it.
They love it. They love it. The best thing Chicken and Biscuit ever did was make Chicken and Biscuit free to its employees.
The Ritz guys, they don't eat the Ritz.
They're not allowed to. They have to pay for the Ritz.
I don't even know if they get a discount.
I don't think they get a discount. You're lucky enough to work here at Ritz.
Right.
You know how good the product is. If you want to get some of the product, pay for the product.
I think the Ritz guys might think they're even too good for Ritz. Some of these Ritz guys might think they're too good for fucking Ritz.
You know what they say? They say, well, have you ever heard the expression, putting on the Ritz?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Did anyone make a movie out of Chicken and Biscuit? I don't think they did.
Huh.
And the Chicken and Biscuit guys, they watch those guys hoist that trophy every year, and they don't give a flying fuck.
Of course not. What do they care?
Okay. Oh, well, look at those boys won the trophy again. They're all so proud.
Guys. Yeah, patting them on the back.
Yeah.
These guys are going home to their above-ground pools.
Nice game, fellas.
Nice game.
Yeah.
We're going to the diner for gyros.
Yeah,
you
want to
come?
Who come? You guys want to eat chicken and biscuit? We got a couple of boxes left over. No? Good. I'm good. More for me.
But they don't care.
Oh, that's so thorny. I'll take it. No one's taking it? What are they driving? Pickup trucks?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Half tons. The rich guys, they're driving...
Priuses.
They're driving Priuses. They're driving your sedan type of car.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference.
Some Buicks.
Yeah, exactly right. And their cars are clean. The Chicken and a Biscuit guys, I mean...
Filthy.
My God, you think those guys would go by a car wash once in a while? Nah. Just going to get dirty again.
Just going to rain.
Just going to get muddy. Oh.
Let me tell you something. I've gone through a full serving of chicken and a biscuit already.
Likewise.
I'm going to go back for more.
Me too.
It's an unbeatable savory cracker.
They're not bragging. They're not saying, we're this, we're that. We're you know, that thing we always bothers us. Oh, now there's a new habanero flavored. And, you know, people get a good product and they try and add on these different things.
Not these guys.
This is pizza flavored. These guys are just like, it's flavored.
Right.
You like flavor?
We'll get to it.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Another slogan for them could be, leave well enough alone.
Sure. Ain't broke.
Right.
Chicken and a biscuit. Ain't broke. Yeah.
Keeping time on the Kingfisher's climb and our conscience is clean. By knocking the knots in the wood that we tracing the moon dimly penned by a tune.
This is the kind of cracker, as a kid, I would have freaked out about if my mom had brought home.
Yeah.
You brought home chicken and a biscuit.
Low rent? You kidding? We're that family now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank God.
Right.
Instead of, like, Triscuits.
Oh, fuck you, Mom.
Can I make Triscuits? Really?
Come
Who
on.
Needs Triscuits?
I don't need fucking fiber, Mom.
It's going to cut the roof of my mouth.
Just give me some chicken. I'm going to go for chicken and a biscuit over Triscuits. Maybe over Wheat Thins.
I'll go over Wheat Thins.
Over Ritz, just because they're assholes.
Over Bretons? Yeah, just don't. Yeah. Rich is rich are great.
Look, but I you like got, Ritz.
Who doesn't like Ritz?
It's a buttery Ritz is great. Snap cracker.
Yeah, and Ritz knows it's great. That's why it's so annoying.
That's a problem with Ritz.
We dominate this aisle. We're Ritz. Oh, low fat? We have low fat Ritz. These guys, low fat. Wait, what are you talking about, low fat? Why were you got low fat? Why are you eating chicken and biscuit crackers to begin with?
Just eat some fucking yogurt.
You want low fat? Eat some fucking yogurt.
Oi, you! You want low fat? Eat some fucking yogurt!
If you want low fat, you shouldn't be eating that fucking chicken and biscuit! You should be eating low fat yogurt! I didn't know how to say it, and you put it perfectly.
No, you know what? I think the roles were reversed that time. I had the complex thought.
I didn't know what I was doing.
And you translated it beautifully.
Nah.
You really did.
Ah.
And then I'll tell you what annoys me. On the side of the box, Ritz has the audacity to advertise. But not Ritz. Ritz Bits. Ritz isn't good enough to advertise. Ritz is too good to advertise.
We're not going to advertise a real Ritz cracker.
Hey, give me the Ritz Bits.
Maybe Ritz Bits. What could we put on? Well, how about the Ritz Bits cracker sandwiches? Maybe we could put that on their box.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine, Trevor.
You just want to smash the Ritz guys. But Chicken and Biscuit smashes them in their own way. They're like, you know what? We're great.
Ritz has the four sleeves, you know, individual sleeves of Ritz. Trace the Chicken and Biscuit, they're just throwing it in there. Just throwing it in. Hey, just dump it in the box. How's that?
That's good. It ain't broke.
It ain't broke.
I'll tell you.
You're going back in for serving, helping number four. Me too.
You know, the 21st, 22nd.
We've demoed this box.
You keep eating these crackers, they keep tasting delicious.
Yeah.
The flavoring is like, it's a salt. To me, yeah, it tastes like onion dip. It's very salty.
It's the right kind of flavor.
This doesn't need no cheese on it. This don't need nothing.
Nope.
You know, you put on a minor league hockey game on the cable box there.
You know, what's funny is, on the back in the design, I just noticed they've got someone has put out a plate of crackers, and featured prominently in the middle position is a Ritz cracker, surrounded by a few more Ritz crackers. On the side, they've got some chicken and biscuits. The Ritz crackers are adorned with Kraft Easy Cheese, squirt cheese in fanciful formations. One is a sun. Hashtag. One is a sun. One is a heart. Mm-hmm. One looks like
looks like Mayan hieroglyphics made out of easy cheese. Uh-huh.
And then you've got your four on the side. You've got your four chicken and biscuit crackers. And are they adorned with cheese?
Totally naked.
Yeah, they're just sitting there. That shows you what Nabisco thinks of these guys.
Right.
The Ritz cracker is made to look as delicious as it can be, and these guys they're there for. They're playing the role of parsley in this picture.
Exactly right.
And you know what? I prefer them. You know, it's hard not to root for an underdog. Especially when an underdog is so unassuming.
Yeah, like you're not going to see any commercials for chicken and a biscuit. Nope. You're not going to see any magazine prints for chicken and a biscuit. Cindy Crawford's not going to come out and endorse chicken and a biscuit.
That's an ad we'd like to see.
I would love to see that ad.
Yeah, if she knows, if she wanted to revive her career.
Yeah.
I was hungry for 60 years.
Now, you might get that chick from American Pie to do it.
American Pie?
Yeah, you know that chick.
Alison Hannigan?
No, the other one. Tara Reid.
Yeah.
You might get her to be chicken and a biscuit.
She actually would be a pretty good spokesman for chicken and a biscuit.
I like these crackers. Want to see my tits?
I've made some mistakes in my life, but I like chicken and a biscuit.
Perfect.
Yeah. It writes itself.
Sails through the roof.
Boom, through
but
the
they
roof.
Don't care.
Yeah,
and
next thing you know, she's in an action movie with Jeremy Renner. she's not the lead.
Oh no, she's the cashier.
Yeah, but she's got a nice spot, nice little thing.
Come with me if you want to live.
That's all right.
I'm okay. Oh shit, I should have. Yeah.
I just went back in. I'll tell you what they do.
Serving five.
These chicken and a biscuit. They foster conversation.
Yeah. Huh? Well, now, Michael, is there a more beneficial thing to the snack game than fostered conversation? I mean, that is about the highest praise you can make of a snack.
Tremendous snack.
Because fostered conversation implies that you are enjoying the snack and you are happy.
With a buddy. You're with a buddy.
Yeah.
You know? Couple of guys watching minor league hockey, eating chicken and a goddamn biscuit.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right. You're exactly right.
Come on, scoring that power play. Come on, scoring that power play.
Come on. Yeah, you're watching the Charlestown Chiefs,
mm-hmm.
and you're just hanging out eating chicken and biscuit. Just shooting the breeze.
No better way to spend an evening.
I am going to ask Marriott.
Say what?
I'm going to ask Marriott, I think.
Oh, you're going to ask Marriott, huh?
I don't know.
You think it's time?
I don't know. You know, the other day, we were coming out of the general store, and I was coming out, and...
Where'd you buy it?
I just picked up a couple of things for the house, you know. I needed some cotton balls, and I needed one of those, you know, those industrial, what do they call them, sniffers? You know, yeah. The sniffers that you wipe your floor with?
Yeah, I like those things. Did you find any crackers?
I didn't get no crackers, but I did get some Cap'n Crunch. But I got industrial size. You know the stock in the industrial size?
You didn't buy no chicken and a biscuit?
Chicken and biscuit. Like, I need chicken and a biscuit. I work for chicken and biscuit. I have a chicken and biscuit I can use.
Right.
So anyway,
sometimes I go just in case. I pick up a couple boxes.
Yeah, you know, that I should do
just
that.
Just for the home team.
Just in case.
You know, just for the home team, I pick up a couple of boxes.
Sometimes, you know, just to have some, I should maybe do that. That's maybe some good thinking right there.
I seen Mary making eyes at you.
Well, I'm walking out. She's walking in, and this is what happens. I'm walking out. You know how they got the steps down there, right?
Yeah.
And they got the thing there, the railing right between the steps.
Oh, yeah, the railing in between the steps.
I'm going out where I should be going in. She's going in, so we kind of almost run into each other. And I kind of go left, and she goes right. That's the same direction, right?
Because
she's coming
funny.
A different way, right? And then I go right, and she goes left.
Uh-huh.
So we're going in the same direction. And then she goes, and I say, hey, Mary.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking I'll ask her out.
I think you should. She said, huh?
She kind of laughed a little bit.
Yeah,
like, not,
she laughed.
She wasn't, like, smiling, but
no,
she was
but
like.
She kind of like, huh, like that. Yeah,
and
that's
I
Mary.
Said, and I come right back with. Hey, Mary.
It's perfect.
I think we're good together, I think, you know?
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to ask her out.
Exactly.
Like, what is it like?
Just a scene from any night, any town USA.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know? God damn it.
They're really good, aren't they?
I went back in.
Yeah. Six times. I've been counting. Six times you got back in.
Mm.
This will be my six. I'm going back in.
I'll tell you, the scalloped edges.
You like that now?
Yeah.
I thought you didn't like... Oh, you don't like the punch holes. Now I like the punch holes because the punch holes to me are emblematic of what it's like over there at the Chicken and Biscuit Factory.
You just realized the blue box, blue collar. That's what they're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe that was the only color they had handy because after Rich used all the red.
Sure.
Yeah. If you guys want red, don't be ridiculous.
We got red. Here, take, I don't know.
What do they got back there?
Well, green's for the snack wells. We got yellow for the Triscuits and the wheat things.
What do you got in the paint closet?
I got this blue.
Sure, bring it. Just like that.
That's how it all goes down with chicken and a biscuit. Rating?
Yeah. Rating.
Ratings.
Ratings.
Ratings. Ratings. Ratings. Ratings. Oh, no, he's going to grab me. Ratings. Ratings.
Ratings.
So, look, there's no mysteries here.
I mean, there are mysteries, but not with chicken and a biscuit.
No.
Like the whole thing about what's the tide doing?
Inexplicable. Nobody knows.
No one can. Why can't people explain that? What is the tide doing? It's rising. It's falling. Why?
Nobody knows.
How many times have you heard this? It might have something to do with the moon.
Oh, I heard that.
Come on.
Think about it. Use your head for a second.
Even when I was 12 years old and they were trying to shovel me that for like,
right.
I'm like
the moon.
It's got something to do with the moon?
Okay.
Great. Well, the gravitational pull of the moon.
Okay, pal.
I'm like, oh, yeah, because that can lift an ocean.
Right.
The moon.
Right.
I mean, if it could lift an ocean, wouldn't you be hovering 6 feet off the ground right now and then coming down like a few hours later?
I don't weigh as much as an ocean, I'll tell you that. Even after my seventh helping of chicken and a biscuit.
Yeah, because you went back in seven. I don't know. I mean, that's a mystery to me, the tides. What's going on with the tides?
Nobody knows.
But chicken and a biscuit is not a mystery to me.
8.5. See you next week.
See you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.